So my name is Jane Lubchenco. I'm Undersecretary of Commerce for Oceans and Atmosphere and Administrator of NOAA, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration.
There we go. So it's been, what, 5 years roughly since these Ocean Commission reports that were a real wake-up call on the state of our fisheries, our coastal health, our coral reefs. It seemed like one piece of bad news after another in that. How does what you're doing here respond to that?
The Pew Oceans Commission and the U.S. Commission on Ocean Policy both told us in 2003, 2004, respectively, that our oceans are in trouble and that there needed to be much more comprehensive, integrated, thoughtful, responsible stewardship of oceans. President Obama, in response to that, in June, issued a memorandum establishing an interagency ocean policy task force and charged it with developing recommendations for a new national ocean policy, a governance framework for achieving that policy, and an implementation plan in 90 days. In the second 90 days, our task will be to develop a framework for marine spatial planning. The task force sent to the president our draft report last week. It's now out for public comment. It's on the website, www.whitehouse.gov/oceans, and is available for public comment. The task force is moving around the country to do public hearings to learn from, to hear from people all around the nation about what's working, what's not working, what they want from oceans, what their recommendations are for a national ocean policy and for ecosystem-based coastal and marine spatial planning. So we're here in the ocean state in Providence for the third of these regional public hearings to hear from, in this case, folks along the East Coast. And we hope to hear a lot from both Massachusetts and Rhode Island because both states have been doing some very innovative planning and thinking around this concept of marine spatial planning.
Marine spatial planning, basically we're figuring out how to do different things on the ocean at the same time, essentially, right?
I think it's fair to say that the ocean is becoming an increasingly crowded place. There is more and more activity that you might categorize as traditional activities, fishing, both recreational and commercial, shipping, extraction of oil and gas, and then when you add on top of that new and emerging uses such as renewable energy, wind and wave, or siting of LNG terminals, or aquaculture, we are seeing increasing uses but also increasing conflicts. And when you think about the recommendations of the two ocean commissions, and since then, the Joint Ocean Commission Initiative, it's pretty clear that it's high time that we take a more thoughtful look at what combination of activities can coexist in the ocean to both minimize conflicts as well as ensure that we have a healthy ocean that is a result.
You mentioned aquaculture. There was a decision recently about aquaculture in the Gulf of Mexico that a lot of conservationists thought was the wrong call. But I also understand that there was some reluctance in issuing that from your office. Do I understand that correctly?
The Fishery Management Council in the Gulf proposed a fishery management plan for aquaculture to NOAA. NOAA believes that what we really need is a national aquaculture policy that provides clear guidance, clear policies for aquaculture at the national level. We don't believe that doing it region by region with separate policies developed is the right way to go. So it's our focus now to turn attention to developing a robust national aquaculture policy, recognizing how important aquaculture is and will be to our future, both to provide healthy, safe seafood, but also to provide jobs. but understanding that it needs to be done in a way that is environmentally appropriate and is sustainable through time. That's what we're trying to put into this draft national aquaculture policy that we're working on.
And will that be part of this oceans policy overall?
The ocean policy that is being proposed by the President's Interagency Ocean Policy Task Force will have broad guidelines for how to integrate and coordinate the variety of activities in oceans. So aquaculture is one of those activities. But it would be, I think, inappropriate for a policy to get down in the weeds on all the different specific activities in oceans. It's more a framework for thinking about how to do them in a more integrated, collaborative fashion, recognizing the importance of maintaining healthy oceans. If you look at the draft ocean policy that we sent to the President last week, it's pretty clear that there is a very strong focus on stewardship. And I think it's a clear statement that healthy oceans matter. If we want to have vibrant coastal communities and coastal economies, if we want to have the range of activities that people tell us they want from oceans, we really need to have healthy, resilient, productive ocean and coastal ecosystems.
The state of the ocean sounds so dire, and I understand you're doing good things here, but they sound very bureaucratic, reorganizing the flowchart sort of changes. Is that kind of change really going to do what we need, given how seriously bad things are with our oceans?
Both of the ocean commissions recognized that there are many problems that exist in oceans, and they are only escalating with climate change. It's sort of an overlay along with ocean acidification on top of a lot of the other challenges. Both of them, though, pointed to one of the underlying drivers of change is that there is no integration. There's no coordination. Each different activity is regulated as if it were sort of the only thing happening, not completely, but almost. And there really is no mechanism currently for integrating across all of the different agencies and departments that deal with something related to oceans. There's no mechanism for considering the health of the system as policies are being made. People talk about ecosystem-based fishery management, for example, but that's not the same as ecosystem-based management, where you're really thinking comprehensively about how to maintain the health, productivity, and resilience of the system so that it can continue to provide the bounty that we want. I've spent a lot of time talking to Americans from all coastal areas, and the Heartland as well, about what they want from oceans. And what I have heard, I've sort of boiled down into a few key things that people say over and over. They want clean beaches, healthy, safe seafood, abundant wildlife, vibrant coastal communities, stable fisheries, good jobs, and clean energy. And I would suggest that most of those depend intimately on having healthy, productive, resilient ocean ecosystems. So part of the challenge to the task force and to the nation at large is to take a step back and say, how can we be smarter about using oceans without using them up? How can we deliver these things that Americans say they want and need from oceans in a way that acknowledges the important diversity of uses, the different perspectives that are out there, but doesn't compromise the whole? And that's very different from sort of the piecemeal, sector by sector, one crisis management at a time that we have been doing over the last, pretty much forever.
Aside from the very important position you have now, you've spent a good portion of your life studying, trying to better understand the oceans. You understand more than most of us just how bad things are with the oceans. Is there time to bring some of these fisheries that are plummeting back? Is there time to stop what's happening to our coral reefs, our coastlines?
I take hope from the knowledge, from my personal experience, about the resiliency that does exist in many ocean ecosystems. When they are allowed to recover, when they are allowed to recover, they actually can. Not completely and not always. And so I think there's actually a dual message here. One of urgency. We need to be getting on with this because we're losing time. Things are quite serious. But there's also great hope. NOAA has had great success in recovering a number of depleted stocks, and we have plans to do more of that. So we believe that it is time to move ahead very aggressively in doing more recovery, but focusing not just on individual stocks of fish or other types of seafood, but on the health of the system, because that, in fact, is, in the end, what will be important to people. Healthy oceans matter.
Dr. Jane Lubchenco, Administrator of NOAA, thanks very much for your time.
It is my pleasure.